Node 4733 90 connected.
Good. Well, I managed to get up in the attic today and checked all the connections, tested everything out in the J-balls. Everything tests out good. I cleaned them all up. It wasn't really dirty, but checked the connections, greased them up, and ran the SWRs, and everything's good. So I feel pretty confident about the transmission lines and the antennas. So we'll go from there. Anyway, my wife just came and asked me to do something, so I'm going to have to sign. Anyway, good to hear you guys, and we'll catch up with you again soon. V3BTC clear with VA3BFU and V3MMX.
You have a great afternoon, 7-3. All went well, V3MMX.
7-3 is red, VA3BFU.
V3BTC, QRT.
Node 4733 90 connected to node 4733 8. Node 5993 1 connected to node 4733 8. Remote already in this mode. Node 4733 90 connected to node 4733 8. Node 4733 90 connected to node 4733 8.
Pare it down a lot. This is the third day we've been removing stuff from an amateur's home who liked to build, and, you know, he was really good at it. I mean, really good. Some of the stuff I'll look at and go, my goodness, this is very good quality. But there comes a time where you go, you know, you really got to seriously think about prior to this day happening. Go, I just think maybe we should, you know, thin the herd out, just to save everybody a lot of trouble. And that's all I got. I hope everybody's having a great week.
Everything's good here, Kevin. And yeah, that's the thing. You know, you want to hang on to all that stuff, but it ends up costing you know, your loved ones, you know, having to get it thinned out later. It's a whole lot easier if you do it, because you know you can thin it out for them, and it makes it a whole lot easier should you pass there, for sure. And you got to think about that kind of thing, you know, when you're accumulating all that stuff. I know I got more than I need here, but I try to thin out some of it or use it, you know, that way I can not have it here all piled up in the shack.
Exactly. And don't expect to get much for it. One of the things that we run into is that people will call and they'll say, hey, I've got all of this stuff, come buy it. And then you go look at it and you tell them what, you know, you say, oh, no, he paid a lot more. You know, what is it, the saying, dang it, I can't remember the saying, but I'll think of it in a minute. I haven't eaten, so I'm kind of tired. But it's basically, you know, the demands on price are based on, you know, want. And if you want people to come buy your stuff, don't expect to get a lot for it or much. And supply and demand, that was it. Well, I think these are the conversations that we need to have, and, you know, let the, you know, the survivors of a family understand that if you're expecting people to come, you know, take your stuff and get rid of it or haul it off, don't expect them to pay a lot for it, or don't be insulted, you know. It's I just think it's one of those, you know, things that we don't talk about much, but it's, and it's unpleasant, but we need to have those discussions so that way when the time comes, there's no big surprises. And that's all I have for the net. I know it's that was a very happy moment.
Of that, Kevin. Yeah, that was